You're listening to the Living Unapologetically podcast, where you'll learn to thrive living the unapologetic lifestyle. With your host, Shakita, she'll discuss entrepreneurship, life, faith, dating, and everything in between. You'll be unapologetically you, and she'll be, well, unapologetically her. And now, here's your host, Shakita.
Hey guys, happy Friday. Today I want to talk to you about the whole new year, new me thing. I know that we hear all the time because right now we're at the beginning of 2023. There are so many people that are like, new year, new me, right? But the thing is, it's a new year, but that doesn't necessarily equate to a new you. So today I want to talk about some things that you can incorporate into your life so that by this time next year, you can say new year, new me, and there will be, you know, plenty of evidence to support the statement. The first thing we need to do is take the time to reflect on where you are right now and how far you come. I think it's easy for us to lose sight of the progress that we made when things aren't going our way. So take some time each day to remind yourself that you're moving in the right direction, even though it doesn't feel like you are. Keep in mind that God is always working. You have to understand, you and I, we sleep. Now, I don't know how many hours of sleep you get every night, but I know I get at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night. But guess what? God never sleeps. He's always awake, right? So keep in mind that you can do so much, but you serve a God that's always working. He's always working. He's always, always working. So keep that in mind when you are tempted to overextend yourself, when you are tempted to do things that you kind of know that you should just let God do. There's a very popular saying where they say, let go and let God. And it's like, okay, well, how do you do that? What you do is when you have an issue or you run across an issue or something's happening in your life and you just can't quite figure it out, you release it and you give it to God and you don't pick it back up. And then you let God do his part, right? So it's like you co-labor with God. And that's the beauty of life, having the ability to co-labor with God. Okay. Step number two would be set goals for yourself and write them down. On the last episode, we talked about the importance of writing goals down, visiting your goals every single day. But also I like to add on this episode that you need to have clear goals, because having clear goals are going to help you stay focused on what matters most this year and give you something to strive towards as soon as things get hard, because we know that there are going to be seasons in our lives that things are going to be a little bit tougher. There's going to be more resistance. There's going to be more opposition, right? But we still have to endure. We still have to stay strong. We still have to push. We still have to, you know, walk in faith. You know, even when we don't see things in the natural, our spiritual eyes will show us a thing, and it may seem like, oh, it's going to take a miracle, and it will take a miracle, but God is a God of miracles, signs, and wonders. So we also talked about last week, when you're writing your goals, to even break them into sub goals. So whatever your ultimate goal is, like for me, to have like a real plant-based diet, like that really is what I want. So how am I going to get there? So I break it down, and one of the goals, let me walk you through it. If the goal for me this year is to have a plant-based diet, which means every meal that I have, it consists of plant-based, everything I'm eating, my breakfast, lunch, my dinner, everything is coming from a plant, right? Or as much plants as possible. So that's the goal. So a sub goal will be education, getting all the education that I can have about a plant-based diet, the purpose, the why, because you have to have a strong why, because that why is going to keep you grounded when, you know, your daughter's making chocolate chip cookies, or your son, you know, when you live with other people, or you're around other people, or you're in public spaces, you can't control the food that you smell in the air. Like, I walk past like taco trucks all the time, and just the smell of it, it's like, it smells amazing. amazing. So I can't control that, right? But my why as to why I want this lifestyle helps me stay grounded and helps me stay focused. And that's a part of education, right? The second sub goal will be find more exciting recipes, you know, find things that I would like to try, right? But using plant-based ingredients, right? And so that's kind of what my goals look like. I always have a goal and a sub-goal leading to that ultimate goal. And I'm going to talk more about the way I set my goals in a later episode. But just to give you guys a clear understanding of the importance of setting goals and writing them down and having clear goals, like that's very, very important. And lastly, tip number three, making sure you give yourself space to grow and learn from mistakes without beating yourself up over them. Because we all have setbacks sometimes, but we have to keep moving forward when things don't go according to plan. The word of God says that a wise man falls 7 times, but he gets back up. We are going to fall. We are going to have setbacks. We are going to set goals and have plans and do things. And it's not going to work out the way we want it to work out, right? The way we feel it should work out, right? We all feel like, oh, I should be here by now. I should have done this by now. Whatever your story is, that's fine. But the reality of life is that we will come across setbacks. We will have challenges, right? But it's important for you to give yourself the space that you need to grow and learn from your mistakes. It's important for you to give yourself the space that you need in order to reflect. I often have times of deep reflection where I really look at where my life is headed. You know, what have I done? You know, what areas of my life needs improvement, right? What are some things that I can do to become a better person? Because it's not just new year, new me. A new me will consist of a new mindset, a new thinking process, new habits, new activities, new hobbies. A new me is going to consist of new dreams, you know, new aspirations. Sometimes I feel like the biggest battle that we have is within ourselves, our choices, you know, our coping mechanisms, you know, who we're running to when we are encountering like a crisis or a problem. I feel like you have to be able to develop a new system in order to be productive and have this new you, right, that you crave and that you speak so highly of. So new year, new me, right? And I think that in order to really see results, you really got to start putting in the work. And I'm not just talking about in your mind. I'm talking about laying down the work, doing the work, because God says he's going to bless the work of our hands. And so you have to do the work. And a lot of time, the work is mental. There's a mental work that needs to be done, right? It literally is this process of sitting down and writing it out, writing it out. And I spent so many years of my life not writing anything out. I would just go. But now I take the time because I understand the importance of literally sitting down and writing everything out every single morning and coming back and revisiting the goals, right? So I really wanted this episode to just be more informative and just to recap what we're doing this year is we are taking time to reflect. We are going to be people of reflection. We're not just doing, but we are reflecting. We are also setting goals for ourselves. We're writing them down and our goals are crystal clear. If someone else read them, they will totally be able to understand. And we're making sure that we're giving ourselves the space to grow and learn from our mistakes without beating yourself up. Sometimes the toughest person in your life is you. You are the most critical of yourself. You are the most judgmental of yourself. You give yourself the hardest time. You have such a very, very, very negative self-talk. And it's like, no wonder you're always depressed. You're always saying negative things to yourself. You're always calling yourself names and thinking about how things should have been and how you should have said that. But none of that is important. None of that is important. That negative self-talk gets you nowhere but into depression really quickly. You want to be depressed? have those type of depressing thoughts, because those thoughts over time will really depress one. It really, really will. So be positive. Don't beat yourself up. Understand that you are a human. You will make mistakes. We will make mistakes. We will fall. We will have setbacks. These things are inevitable, right? But keep going. Keep going.
You've been listening to Shakita on the Living Unapologetically podcast. Join us next Friday when she discusses more of faith, entrepreneurship, and everything in between. Please visit our website for more information, www.iamshakita.com, or on Instagram @iamshakita. And don't forget to like and subscribe.